This is the Absolute Monastery. Living in a monastery. This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you an idea about living in a monastery. I create my world and my life by my thoughts. Each thought I think is revealed in the experiences I have every day. I left the Absolute Monastery a week ago to go to New York, New Jersey, and Delaware to give seminars and counsel with students and friends. I entered another world. The tales of woe and worry, the feeling sorry for themselves, for the experiences they have, and feeling the world out there is a world over which they have no control, is a constant song. Unfortunately, it is not a new song in the world away from the monastery. In the Absolute Monastery, we have a cloistered existence. We live in the condition of constant listening within. You might ask, how can that be when you have the workaday requirements there as well as are experienced everywhere else in the world? That's true. We rise in the morning with delight in our hearts for the glorious new day. We do our avolitions in preparation for the day. We take our meditation, we take our meals. We work out in the gym, we swim in the pool, and walk our miles of meditation paths. We have specific times for being in meditation and introspection, being in study and doing our lessons, and proctoring student lessons from around the world. We clean the monastery. We work at our assigned tasks. All we do is seemingly so normal. The difference comes when you consider the attitude in which we do our tasks and live our daily activities. Attitude is the telling thing that makes the difference. Everyone is a monk in the monastery. Regardless whether a person comes to visit for a moment or a lifetime, all assume the mantle of a monk. All wear the attitude of a monk. All live in the now and are so intensely active and interested in the moment now, all that which is past or pending is as though it does not exist, and indeed it does not exist. Because of this unique and amazing attitude donned by the monks, each live in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. Each monk experiences the original purity and integrity they came to the monastery to find and live. Each monk, regardless of their seniority, has no past, has no problems, has no desire to be fulfilled. Each monk lives in the conscious awareness of now. Now has no past or future. Now has no commitment to achieve or fulfill. Now is completed in itself and knows only itself. What then makes the monastery so different from anywhere else? Every monk lives true to their divine self, listens to their inner voice, and follows what their God self reveals. Assisting in maintaining the awareness of this program of living in the now is the fact that everyone knows the monastery is a school at all times. Being in a school, we are continually reminded to think in the now, regardless of any feelings which might arise to test our attitude of living in the now. We are always being brought back into this reality. It is not a requirement, but a suggestion for each monk when they are ready that they get rid of all photographs. They are offered the path to send them to someone who would appreciate them or really dump them completely. Ugh, is the first response. These are precious to me. This is my life, my family, and my world. Only too true. It is the past, which does not exist for a monk living in the now. This is but one project for living in the now. It is a frightening program since it unties us from the past. It removes all the chains and anchors that keep us in that which never was, and yet we hold on to it as though it were important in the now. In the monastery, we keep every word positive. As each fledgling monk enters into the spiritual routine, they often bite their tongue as they make the change from one illusion to another, leaving the illusion of one habit that was negative for a beneficial habit of being positive, is a fun game and has terrific value to it. Disciplining oneself to remain true to living in the now is a most demanding activity, since it is something so unfamiliar to us, we have the habit of doing whatever we are doing without thinking about it. It is not that we object to a change, but rather any change means we must fully reevaluate our thinking process to the degree of encompassing an entirely new direction. Even the new direction is not tough, since most of the time it is sufficiently exciting, enchanting enough, to delight us to go on in the new way for a new conclusion. I told the monks that to release the past starts with letting go of any physical or mental photographs and of one another, which was taken from them, even no more than an instant ago. There is only one way to define living in the now. Hanging on to old pictures of our friends and relatives taken from even just days before is not fully taking advantage of the nowness. In the mind of the monk, it meant that they had to toss out any pictures of the past, since all time is past. All pictures had to go. With tearful sobs, they looked at their hoard of pictures in their wallet, on their desk and dresser top, hanging on the walls, and in picture-holding objects that were strewn everywhere. One by one, some did it with an objective swoop. The pictures found a new home with relatives, friends, and file 13. Some, and far too many, were hidden away out of sight. Unfortunately, I could read each monk as an open book, and while saying nothing about their stash, the guilt of hiding them showed forth on their wretched faces. Now, it really does not matter if we release the past, the photographs, the unhappiness and the failures of the past. It is always ours to hold on to as long as we like. It will not help us, or will it hurt us? It only delays our highest good from flooding forth into our lives. Nothing can keep our good from us. Nothing can keep us from being who and what we are. Nothing can help us rush into being who and what we are, for we are who and what we are at all times, regardless of our acceptance of it or not. The only logical conclusion to the whole experience of life is to live it ourselves and have fun at all times. Nothing else matters. When everything we do is exciting and fulfilling, we can be sure we are doing that which leads to our highest and best. So I ask myself, how soon do I want to experience and enjoy who and what I am? My answer is now. So I train myself to think in the now. I do not plan for the future or worry over the past. I see myself enjoying every moment now, and all which I do is so rewarding in activating pleasure and happiness in me, in the now. That is all I think about. Even the thought of wishing it were so is placing it in the future. Even the thought of dreaming is in the future. Even the thought of wonder whether it ever will be denies the reality that it already is and always will be. I make it my choice to live in the first person, present tense, positive, in everything I do. This is the theme of the University of Healing. Thanks for sharing some time with us here at the Absolute Philosopher at the University of Healing. Have a lovely day and know that I love you very much. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.